All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins, they're going into the All-Star break with a win over the Baltimore Orioles. Their All-Star, Kyle Stowers, way to send it off into the All-Star game for him.
Yep.
Three bomb skis yesterday against the O's. And the Fish with the 11-1 win. Heat, they are back in summer league action tonight. 8 o'clock against the Boston Celtics in Las Vegas. Saw yesterday the coaching staff was all courtside to watch their team as they got spanked by the Cavaliers. Although it was cool to see former Miami Hurricane Norchad Omier going out there and intangibles.
Doing Norchad Omier things.
Yeah. Can I still call him intangibles? That is kind of his game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Pelle Larsson, he is going to play one more game and then head off to Sweden for Eurobasket. No word if the Forslings will be there. Not sure. Panthers, we find out today, they're going to open up the season on October 7th, 5 o'clock, against the Chicago Blackhawks. It's very strange. Very strange. This weekend, Leroy, very interesting. What was happening in Greece? Very interesting.
What was it, like a basketball get together?
Well, kind of. Yeah, you familiar with a guy named Michael Jordan?
Yes, I am.
He has something called the Jordan brand. Kids love wearing Jordans. And he decided to get all the Jordan athletes together in Greece. And what do you know? Two peas in a pod happened to cross paths because Miami Heat big man Bam Adebayo is a Jordan brand athlete. As is Lakers superstar Luka Doncic. And what do you know, dude?
There we go.
There was some hobnobbing going on.
So, question. What should they do? They're both under the same label. Their boss has a gathering.
Yep.
I would expect with all the people there, the athletes would be more inclined to hang out with each other than anybody else. So what do you think this is?
What do you mean what I think this is? I just said nothing. I mean, what am I saying? I'm just saying they were hobnobbing. That's all.
No. That's not,
all, baby.
You said two peas in a pot. Hobnobbing.
Well, they were hobnobbing. They were hobnobbing. I mean, if you see here.
I mean.
We're on Quentin Richardson. By the way, shout out to Q-Rich for all the behind-the-scenes access on his Instagram. I guess they won some kind of game that they were all teams on. I don't know what the game was. And
drinking game? Because they every time I see them, they got a little shot or something.
Well, they had some kind of shots going on. It looked like they were drinking some fancy tequila. And Luka.
To the victors, go the spoils.
Taking some shots with Bam.
Team 1992 for the win. Cam, Jess, Bam, Luka.
Too rich.
Wow. Look at those two rascals. Look like they're getting along swimmingly.
They, like, can I just say this?
What?
I go to some golf tournaments every year. And I'll see players from other teams that I either played against or, you know, have run into in the past. And we'll have conversations, maybe have a couple of drinks, talk a little trash or whatever. It don't mean nothing. It's just like you play against so many other guys that it's cool to finally get to meet them outside of I want to rip your face off. So why can't that be any different?
I mean, it could be different. I don't know. I don't. Maybe you're right. I'm not saying it's anything. Although they looked quite chummy together at this old gathering in Greece.
First of all, I didn't even think Bam was that much taller than Luka.
Why?
And he looks slim.
He does look slim. Get ready for this.
Well, can I just say this? And I know you hate hearing this. At about 24, 25, 26 is when you get your man body. So all the little baby fat wears off. So a lot of athletes, you'll see when they turn 25, 26, you'll see their body and you go, oh, like he been putting it in the offseason. When the case is he just burned off his little baby fat. And that's the honest truth. Happens a lot.
Mm.
But that's about the age where it happens. You get your, and I say it all the time, you get your, wait for him to get his man body.
That's what I keep saying too about me. You know, a couple more years, it's going to wear off.
Well, you got to put the cheeseburger down.
Never mind then. Look at these two rascals.
But you see what I'm saying?
Wow. Like, Bam Adebayo, Luka Doncic, hobnobbing. Now, I know the you smartasses out there who are like, oh, maybe Luka's recruiting him to the Lakers. Well,
oh, you forgot about that one, huh?
Here's the
thing. What if Lakers told him is like,
no.
Hobnobbing.
No. Only one of them, hey. Only one of them is locked in, okay? They can't talk about, oh, Luka might not sign his extension. You come talk to me in August. Task at hand, Lakers, with your grumpy LeBron. Bam's probably telling Luka, he goes, eh, LeBron's doing that thing, huh? He goes, what do you mean, Bam? What thing? He goes, I hear
Why
stories.
Why do you think Luka talks like that?
Well, that's how he talks. You know, Bam is basically Slovenian with all his time with Goran.
You're the worst.
What? Why?
Because it's too much.
Just saying. It seemed like they were getting along swimmingly.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Could be something. Am I crazy, Brittany? Could be nothing. I don't know.
I don't want to call you crazy, but I...
because the thing is, I feel like every
offseason we do this with Bam. Like, he has all these friends in the NBA that he's friends with.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Durant last season during the Olympics. And we're like, oh, this means something. This means
Brittany.
Something. It never means anything.
Brittany, it's only one guy.
No, it's okay. Not. I will say he's not alone in that. I saw a lot of discourse online about Luka and Bam being together.
Yeah, and you want to know something?
Nobody said it terrifies the hell out of you if it mysteriously becomes a Laker jersey.
No, that won't happen. He's a heat light. Bam wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Bam don't have a say-so in
he's
it.
He's not going to do that. He wouldn't do that.
He don't have a say-so in it.
What do you mean? He's not going to do that. They're not going to trade Bam to the Lakers.
Okay. I'm just saying. Like, you just making it.
Hey!
You know, this can only work in your benefit.
Hey! You guys over there! I know you can hear me! How about you guys... for once, take advantage that your best player is friends with all the stars. He traveled to Greece and is hobnobbing. Okay, Norman Powell was cute, but that was a batting practice swing. Let me get a home run swing here, Pat. I love you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean that was Norman Powell?
Well, I mean, Norman Powell's a nice move. It's not Luka. I mean, Luka.
What do you think you're going to have to give up to get Luka?
I mean, not to give up anything. He could be a free agent. To sign that extension. Moving on.
But even then, they'll do a trade, signing
maybe,
trade.
Maybe.
I tell you what. You are something else.
What do you mean, dude?
LA is a lot closer to Vegas for Loverboy.
Basically, the seasons don't cross over. She's down here during the season. And she's going to be the face of the soul. When they come back.
Dude, what is wrong with
you? Maybe if you don't address it, it will happen.
He can't.
Like
no.
Reverse psychology. That's the like, universe is not going to reward you.
I don't believe.
That's like asking an alligator not to bite.
I don't believe in that.
I believe in that.
I don't believe in just ignoring things. Like, I have to point it out. If I don't.
Well, no, isn't that the definition of mushing a situation?
How am I mushing? I have no say
because
in it.
Because if we can't talk about no hitters, we can't talk about trends that don't work in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like, how well
so
has.
Can we say if Luka doesn't end up as a Heat player, you're the mush?
Like, how well has it gone for us when we get all hype about Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard? It hasn't gone well.
And Brittany, when you say we, you mean Tobin.
It's not me. Hold on. Here's the thing. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing where you two are
wrong.
Wait,
let's go. Hold on. Who had to be shot with a triangle?
Okay,
gun?
But the point was Bam's recruiting did work. He wanted to be on the Heat. If they can't get it over the finish line, that's on them. Not me. Not Bam. Dame wanted to be here. Kevin Durant wanted to be here. Bradley Beal wanted to be here. Luka might want to be here. How about you take advantage of it? Inroads are being made. Put some tires on and get your ass to the street. I don't know what that means. But just get the trade done already. I want him. And get Goran in the front office. Why don't you go basically get his big brate, put him in the front office, and maybe we can make something of something. You think he won't make a Slovenian stink?
Question. Did it ever occur to you that Goran doesn't want that job?
Oh, he wants the job.
I want to have the level of delusion that you have.
It's staring us right in the face, Brittany.
I'm not. I just, my expectations are at the floor with the Miami Heat at this point. So.
I understand you, and that's fine. Allow me to filleth your hope cup because I have reserves for days. And I'll just move on to the next thing.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure you will.
Because trust me, if he doesn't want to be here and he signs with the Lakers, Chipmunk Cheek never wanted him. But anyway.
Remember, Kawhi Leonard was at. Where was he at? He was at.
He was at the Chipotle.
Chipotle, right. And you almost lost your mind.
Drew Star tricked me.
But again, you think they had a problem with Jimmy playing 50 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Kawhi was going to do?
I don't know, but it looks like Luka's getting himself into Pat Riley fat testing shape.
He's just getting into his man body.
We'll see.
I mean, you don't pay attention to athletes, but pay attention to athletes and look when they 25, 26 years old, and then everybody goes, like, ooh, we must have had a hell of an offseason.
I'm pretty sure I heard Bam call him his brate. I think he said that. What? I think I heard him say that. Luka Brate. So he knows he's Slovenian. That means he's got the in. Bam, LeBron doesn't know that. And J.J. Redick, get out of here.
Isn't it amazing they were all everybody was wearing white?
Yeah.
Because they're in Greece, right?
They are in Greece.
No, I know.
Bam got to hang out with Air Jordan himself.
Yeah. Is Bam coming out with his own shoe?
He teased something on Instagram, and I was asking that same question. Are we getting some Bams? I was asking, is he getting some Bams? But somebody told me no, that he's just, the poster guy for the new Jordans is what he's going to be doing.
So,
is he his own shoe level? I don't think he is.
He should be his own shoe level. Zion has shoes.
Okay, but that was like.
Ja has shoes.
That was coming off the hype of.
Doesn't matter. He's done more.
Yeah, fair. He has.
Who wouldn't want some Bams?
But like, do you think it's kind of embarrassing if he has shoes after his girlfriend just came out with her own shoes?
Is that embarrassing?
I feel like there's a little bit of part of that.
I feel like that's totes adorbs, his and hers.
No, I think it's adorable in like in retrospect, hindsight 2020. But like,
what? Yeah, she's Nike. She's not Jordan. Okay. She's Nike.
But she came out with them first.
Same family.
You know what they should do is they should have a his and hers commercial, you know?
They should. You know what? Sign us, Nike, call us.
We could be marketers.
We could.
We could be marketers. And Bam could be huge in Slovenia. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
As you can see, I have company.
Hey, Dre. It's actually the first time I've ever seen him relax.
Yeah.
I usually see
His foot's hurt.
What'd he do?
It's kind of a young dog thing. Like, they get aches in their feet and legs from growing.
Too much action.
He just runs around constantly. And he just decided to come in and lay on the couch.
Al Macko says, grow up, heater pan. That's a point. That guy, you know what? I haven't heard that one. I'm not heater pan, man. I'm just going based off the internet. That's all.
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You admit to that?
What?
I'm just going.
It's not like it's photo. It's not just like photoshopped or something, dude. It's like it's really happening.
Yeah, and I can't even, you know, maybe they get along great, but that's just what it is.
Speaking of getting along great, the Cats have started getting along great with the Cup this summer. AJ Greer got to have his day with the Cup in his hometown.
It absolutely got bent with him.
No, it didn't. It didn't. It looked like he was a good boy. And he had a parade in his town. Everybody came out in Quebec, somewhere in Quebec.
Oh, yeah, the Canadians.
So, yeah, you'll see the Canadians? The Cup's there. You guys get to look at it. Don't get so mad all the time.
Just send it back when you're done.
Yeah, just take a little looky-loo, and then it goes home. Near the Atlantic.
What has it been, 30 years?
Long time, dude. Long time. But he apparently... he allowed people to take pictures with the Cup in his hometown, and I think he's putting on like 3 days of charity youth clinics. So he's doing some good work with it too. A lot of guys, when their day with the Cup, they try and do some good back with their day there because it's such a big event. That thing is a celebrity in itself. Like, no trophy is a celebrity like that Cup.
Yep.
It's got an aura.
Is there any place in this country that you could take that? Or let me put it this way. Anywhere in the world that you could take the Stanley Cup and somebody not know what it is?
I don't know. Maybe
desert?
Maybe one of those weird countries in England, you know, do they know it in England? They're like, I don't care about this. It's not the World Cup.
No, they care more about the claret jug.
But, no, good for him.
Or Wimbledon. They get a plate.
So you think that he behaved with it? Like, who are we? We're assuming that the person who's going to behave the most badly with it, is it going to be Marchand again?
No.
Or does he have to be more? You have to be more buttoned up. All the partying needs to be over now.
Yeah, I would think it's more buttoned up. I would say you got to be careful when Kachuk gets it, just because his whole family.
You feel
they
like,
sometimes are a little.
You feel
wild.
Like Keith Kachuk, Papa Kachuk, is gonna do something.
Oh my goodness!
I feel like they bring.
Well, it was cool because remember they let him carry it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I'm just happy. I mean, it's a really cool thing. And Greer's one of the guys. He didn't win it last year, so I wonder if they're doing that again, where they're letting all the first timers have it.
Yep, that was really that. I think that was like the coolest thing. To see the guys that hadn't won it, they let them touch it first. That was a cool thing.
Pretty wild. Trevor says Keith ain't touching it. He's already touched it, dude. He's already. I think the damage is done there. Once one of your, so who else is he jinxing at that point?
Right.
Brady. Brady's like stupid Matthew and all these stupid cups. It's all right, dude. You just need, what do you need? One more. He needs one more.
Are we to the point now that? No matter what moves Bill Zito makes, we're like, great move, great move.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, he's had, what, 3 years of just perfect decision-making.
I saw they signed some defenseman to replace Nate Schmidt last week, and he's like, they're like, why'd you sign here? He goes, no-brainer. Like, what do you mean, why did I sign here? It's like, because I want to be the next guy to hop on board, dude. What do you mean? He kept everybody. They're all hanging around, And yet they put us on at the same time as Dr. Phil. That's the respect the NHL gives the Panthers. Are you kidding me? 5 o'clock.
Dr. Phil gets a day off because of evening hockey.
Just unbelievable. Like you couldn't you just put more disrespect on these cats with what they're doing to them. Because you guys want to watch the Rangers. Out of here. This is 1994. Ridiculous. Game's growing. Get the biggest stars in the game. Sergei Bobrovsky. Alexander Barkov. Rhino. Peaky Blinder Sam Bennett. And you guys want to put on a fossil like Crosby. Grow up.
Is there ever going to be a Monday you don't come in complaining about something just off the wall?
What this was thrown in my lap. I can't help it. What am I supposed to ignore it?
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's not. Yeah, you want to know why it's not
big? I think the hockey season starting off, kicking off with the Stanley Cup champs is perfect.
If nobody sees it because everybody's driving home from work, did you kick off the NHL season with the Panthers?
Will it be sold out?
Yeah, it'll be sold out. But what about what about Gerald, who's trying to get home from work? You know, he's working a 9-to-5. He doesn't get to watch his cats.
If he's a hockey fan, wouldn't it be Gerard?
I don't know, dude. I'm just tired of this nonsense. It's ridiculous. Two championships in a row. They still got to appease these traditional markets. Just let me know when this dream is over for these guys. Who, like, what are we doing this for? I don't understand.
Hold on, let me.
Is it because I mean, like, just try and make it happen for me. So this can be crystal clear as to why they're putting the Panthers on in the afternoon, which is what that is. It's crazy to me, but I'm happy for AJ Greer. Good dude. Looks like the town enjoyed it.
Yep.
Lots of
man. It looked like a lot of people came around just for that.
Yep.
They even threw him on a bus?
Put him on a bus, dude.
He had his own parade.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Good for him. And good to see that behaved.
Canada appreciates the cup no matter who won it.
Now tell them that. They like to.
That's a lot of people to say they're a little angry about a Canadian team not winning.
They seem pretty happy. Right. Do you think he's going to get one of those signs, like home of A.J. Greer, Stanley Cup champion?
I love the way sometimes you drive through smaller towns and it's just on like a street sign. Like,
oh, yeah.
Or they put it on the water tank, water tower.
That's big in those mountains in Georgia. Somebody who plays for the Dawgs. I mean,
just Georgia in general. Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, small towns in Texas.
Wow.
You know, if you're from a town, so for example, where Larry Bird was from, what was it, French Lick?
Yep.
Indiana. I'm sure French Lick, you know, they got a sign that says 5,400 population and home of Larry Bird.
Have to. You would think so. Yep. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Pretty chill. It was a good weekend. I can't complain.
Well, that's lovely.
How was yours?
Good. I'm missing the services of Big Spoon and my mother-in-law because her niece is having a baby.
Oh.
So they've been up there.
Oh, in Canada?
No.
Oh.
In Deerfield. At West Boca.
Fairness, you did make it seem
still
like
up
they
there.
You said up there. Like, I'm mad. He misses her. It's been a while.
Deerfield's like 20 minutes away from you.
No, it's not.
It's not very far, dude.
I love the way people
it's
say
the same
20
county.
Minutes. No, it's not.
Dude, they're
West.
Both,
it's at West. West Boca.
Okay, barely. Barely out of Broward County.
Is it even 1 hour?
No, listen.
If it's West Boca, that's even
closer. Hold on. Rebecca was born there, and Mel had to go to the hospital the night before. And so I had to go back and forth down here to bring Fonz to school and then pick him up and whatever. It's a long flight, a long trip. And to top all that off, when it was time to pick Mel up, I had the car seat, everything ready to go, went to pick her up. I left my driver's license. So I had to drive all the way back and get my driver's license.
Yeah, no. So like 30 minutes away, right?
No, it takes like 45.
I don't think so, dude.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
Here we go.
What?
It's pouring.
It's from pouring.
It's supposed to be a bad day today. Let us get to the mixed bag here, ladies and gentlemen, as it is a Monday, which means it is time to mix it on up. You guys familiar with Derek Lewis?
Oh, yeah. My balls was hot.
He won again. Every time they try and make this guy a gatekeeper, it's exactly when he's going to knock your ass out. Knocked him out. Oh. 35 seconds into round number one.
Really?
Tyson Teixeira. He knocked him down with a big hook. It was a bit of a questionable stoppage. Teixeira got knocked down. He was trying to climb his way back up the fence. But I got to be honest with you. When he turned around, I think he was going to get another haymaker upside his head. So maybe he was saved for more damage. Either way, the best part about Derek Lewis winning is not the knockout. It is always the post. Well, yes, that. And then the post-fight interview. When asked by Daniel Cormier, oh, Derek, who would you like to have next? This is what Derek Lewis said.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the beast, Derek Lewis.
And that's why everybody loves his fights. Everybody loves his fight because he's going to say something crazy.
I actually agree with Dr. Toboggan. He's like, that's kind of tame for him. I agree. Well, Mrs. Lewis was right there next to him while he's doing this interview.
Here, I thought she was far.
No, she's
like Canada. Somehow he was closer than Big Spoon.
That's a good husband, Derek Lewis. He's professing his love.
Yup.
It's real.
Oh, I tried something new yesterday.
A great speech.
You know, I have the little bun cakes.
Yep.
The little ones.
Yeah. Buntinis.
Banana pudding one.
Okay.
Delicious.
It's really random.
What do you think I'm supposed to say?
Yeah,
what do you
go somewhere else?
When you said Big Spoon, I was thinking about that.
Okay.
Like the sweet treats. I'm kind of hungry, so.
I can tell. I can tell. Karan says, how do you prepare for a fight? My wife. I think he was trying to see, like, and that's the thing that makes him special because, you know, there's nobody in this heavyweight division. Derek Lewis just knocked this guy out and be like, ah, Derek Lewis, you gonna call for a title shot? Nah. Why do that? Once in my life, my wife, I miss you. Eric Spoelstra, we'll hear a little bit more from him. Spo, speaking to the media this week. He had some thoughts on Duncan Robinson and Duncan Robinson's time with the Miami Heat coming to an end. You can tell Spo got a little emotional about it.
It was tough, you know, to make that call with Duncan. Duncan and I had a beautiful conversation because it was really more about the two of us being grateful for the relationship and all the memories of something that was so improbable. You know, I was there from the very beginning and thinking, wow, is this guy going to make it? You know, it doesn't fit the prototype.
Tangibles.
But his superpower was his fortitude and grit that I respect so much that I think, you know, I tell him all the time, it's really a book, you know, to talk about how many things you had to overcome how many no's that you didn't accept as a no and just keep on staying with it all the time. That was the tough conversation that turned into a beautiful one. That was really, you know, kind of emotional for both of us, but I'm happy for him.
Was Duncan Robinson on the other end of that phone with $6 more million guaranteed? Be like, I know Spo.
He was choking up while saying all of that, too.
He was. He was very emotional. Yeah.
I think, you know, the one thing I would say about Spo is he builds these relationships with all these players. And some of the guys he kind of appreciates a little bit more because those were kind of the guys he worked out with, you know, the development guys. You know, there was a point in time where he was the developer.
Yeah.
So he can appreciate that. But all that being said, you did have a relatively short leash with Dunks.
It's like Duncan, you know, it was such a, you heard Noah a ton. He goes, yeah, I know from you a ton. Like when I got a foul and you were like, no!
Lot of DNPs.
DNPs. Pulling him out because he got two quick fouls. I wonder if Duncan Robinson on the Pistons will get more respect from the referees.
Anybody who can shoot, everybody loves. They'll figure it out.
Except the officials.
Oh, my goodness.
The officials are just like, something about that Duncan Robinson. He goes,
literally has to get stitches in order to get a foul call.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's the Goron. He could break a tooth, and they'd still call it on Duncan. He goes, I lost a tooth. He goes, shouldn't have been there. Foul on 55.
Chicklets.
Eric Spoelstra was also asked about the idea of the East being more open with all these injuries. He didn't like that that narrative that's out there. He was more of Spo.
No, I don't, and I think that's cool, you know, for the fan base, you know, to look at it that way. We're not afraid of the competition, and you can't be afraid of the competition. You can't think that, oh, just because, you know, there's been some changes in rosters or some injuries that, oh, now we have a chance. That's kind of a loser's mentality. You know, we want to compete at the highest level regardless of who's out there. We know we have to improve. We knew we had to do some things this offseason. We know that we have to have a really good training camp, which I think we will. Guys are going to come in prepared. We'll have a productive August and September. I've talked to everybody. Everybody's motivated. We've had plenty of time off. Everybody wants to just gear up and get ready.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, dude. First of all, it's a ridiculous take. Second of all, hey! If you guys try that bull bleep of putting training camp in the Bahamas again after getting blown out in a series like we've never seen, you're going to be hearing from me. No Bahamas camp this year. Your asses are going to Kaiser University in West Palm. Not even FAU. And you stay in the dorms. Ridiculous Bahamas training camp. You guys did enough vacation.
No rewards?
No rewards. I've seen enough vacations. Everybody got their vacations in. Guess what, dude? The only attraction you're going to get to go see is the Rapids. That's it. You can go to one day at Rapids Water Park for team building. Other than that, no fun. No fun. Basketball.
Put a 7-foot on a Rapids ride.
I don't know. That's a good question. But I bet they better not go back to the Bahamas. Bahamas. You ridiculous. Schmeathan says training camp should be as miserable as possible. Send them to Miami Seaquarium.
That's terrible.
What are we doing today, coach? Oh, we're cleaning the sea lion pen.
That's abandoned already, correct?
I don't know.
Very close.
I'm not sure.
No?
I'm not sure. No? I don't know. I think it is.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's closed.
Hold on. Is let me see. Get there today. Yes, it's still open. Open at 10 a.m. today.
It's still open?
Oh,
what? There's no way. Every time I pass by there, it's an empty lot.
Well, I don't think anybody goes anymore.
Well, they were like being investigated and had to like when they're being investigated, they're still technically open, but they're like shut down. So that might be also be why.
They still need to get away though. No Seaquarium. Too close. No. It's too close to the downtown. It's too close to Hobnobbing.
Too close to the water.
I'm sending them to Kaiser. That's where they're going. Which is, by the way, a lovely gym. But no Bahamas. Ridiculous. So sick of this nonsense.
Which one are you talking about? Which Kaiser are you talking about?
The one in West Palm. Way up there.
Here I was thinking you were talking about the one next to the highway, right next to IKEA.
There's another one over there?
Yeah. I think it's just like one of those.
Give them that one. That one has less of a view.
Yeah, it's just Topgolf. And right next to Dolphin Mall.
No, too much golf. Too much. Although I do think there's a Topgolf close up to there, too. Or whatever the rival of Topgolf is.
They're right next to Dolphin Mall. That's like...
No torture. Dolphin Mall!
But that Dolphin Mall's torture.
Depends.
But they have PBR now, so...
Dolphin Mall feels too close. I need travel, but I need pain in the ass travel. Send them to Apopka!
No, the jail's out there.
Send them to where the springs are. They get one court in a park.
No, the springs are very nice.
Yeah, but they're in the middle of nowhere.
But they're very nice.
And a lot of weirdos. I got a lot of weirdos up there. One lady was trying to sell me a lizard out of a Chinese restaurant.
I'm sorry, what?
We go to pick up Chinese food, okay, because there was only two restaurants open in this. I don't remember which springs it was. There was a Domino's Chinese restaurant. We had already done the Domino's the night before. So guess what? Process of elimination, Chinese food night.
Domino's doesn't use sauce.
They do not. But yeah. We go to this lady. I called ahead, go there with my sweet little Sophia. And the lady's like, you want to see something? Now, mind you, we're just getting over COVID. They still have the plastic barriers up. She comes out from behind the plastic barrier to protect the General Tso's chicken. And she unveils out of her pocket what she referred to as a phoenix gecko. And I'm like, that's been close. So you made my food with that on your person?
Did you eat that?
Of course, I was starving. But the point was...
So then don't complain.
You can't be raising lizards around a restaurant.
No, that's a health code violation.
Obviously.
And keep it in your pocket.
She gave me her card. I was like, are you kidding me? She goes, just let me know. If you guys are in town, you got to take one home. I'm like, thanks. Appreciate that. It's great.
If you need a gecko, you ask me.
Wait, all you were thinking about was getting into that General Tso's chicken.
I wanted to, but then I was like, did this thing lay eggs in it? Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.